Children's author Frankie Hambrick Capers visited Enola Gay on KSST's Good Morning Show Wednesday morning. Ms. Capers discussed her book, Sniffy and Susie, available at Amazon.com and at the Good News Christian Bookstore in the VF Outlet Mall in Sulphur Springs, where there will be a book signing Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon.
I have a Sniffy and Susie. They're two skunks, adorable skunks, that thought that they stunk too bad to go on Noah's Ark. And okay. So this story coloring book I have that I wrote, it came out and was released on Amazon February 17th. Okay. And it's about how they decided, look, God called everybody, so they went on the Ark anyway.
They as well. Well, I have to tell the folks listening, these are only stuffed skunks. I mean, they're just stuffed animals. They're nice little plush. They're not real skunks, thank goodness. But when she started pulling those out of the bag, it did alarm me just a little bit. So which one is stinky?
Well, it's Sniffy.
Sniffy.
Sniffy's the boy. Okay. Susie's the girl with a red bow in her
Okay.
hair.
Okay. And may I see your book?
Yes.
We'll show the cover here. This is Sniffy and Susie, which is a story coloring book written by Frankie Hambrick Capers. And you're going to tell us how you ever came to write a children. Is this your first?
Yes, that's my first
Okay.
children's book.
Why did you embark on this?
Well, I woke up one night about 25 years ago and had this poem on my mind. So I wrote the poem. And then 22 years ago, about 3 years later, I asked my son, who was 16 at the time, if he would illustrate it for me. So Okay. he illustrated the coloring part that the children will color. And he's 38 now, so it's been 22 years. I've
Okay.
been trying to get this published, but it's been doing really well. I've sold almost 200 copies since February, and I really enjoy children's books. It just was an inspiration, and I write poetry, so I just turned the poetry into my poem into a story.
Okay, and I want to look at this just a little bit more. Of course, they're looking through something like a...
It's a porthole in the ark, so...
Okay, and you can see the turbulent weather out there, of course. And as Frankie mentioned, the print and color side is the story, and then on the same facing page is the part where the child can color. And this is illustrated by your son?
When he was 16,
What a good artist. Here's giraffes, here's lions.
Our picture is on the back,
Okay.
Where he gives his bio and I give my bio.
Okay. And your son's name is John.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's been commissioned to paint wall murals in public and private venues, do pencil sketches, watercolor, and acrylic paintings for hire and graphic design. He graduated University of Texas with a BA in interdisciplinary studies and became a freelance artist. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Daystar Graphics in the Dallas area. How often does he come home to see his mom?
As often as he can.
Okay. All right.
His wife is an English teacher at the Legacy in Frisco and the two children, so they have a lot going on.
Okay. This is really, really a wonderful thing. And may I ask, is this your only book that you have written?
So far. I've got one about to publish this summer.
KSST News.